This morning at 9 o'clock a.m., tort reform came to the Texas Railroad Commission. That's a little dramatic, actually. But what did happen today is that two new rules promulgated by the Railroad Commission came into effect, and these two rules together do serve to limit the scope of discovery in certain types of Texas Railroad Commission cases. Now, the rules themselves were passed, were adopted back in December of 2014. There was some controversy from the legislature in this process, and for that reason, then Railroad Commission Chairman Barry Smitherman proposed that the rules not take effect until September the 1st, 2015, so that the legislature, which was coming to town, could address it if they wanted to. An attempt was made to undo these two new Railroad Commission rules during the legislative session. A bill was proposed, but it didn't go anywhere. So it would have been a really less interesting topic had the rules that I'm about to tell you about been legislatively killed. But as of today, these two new rules do apply, and so it's a pleasure to talk to you about them because there's nothing better than discovery to talk about on a Tuesday morning. And so the rules. First of all, the two rules that we're going to talk about only apply in a certain type of case at the Railroad Commission. This is a rate case involving a gas utility, and that's not unlike a rate case involving utilities regulated by the PUC that Ms. Trostle will tell you all about. But it's basically a gas utility is seeking to increase the rates that its ratepayers pay.